Meseches Tvul Yom Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Hasaora v'hakusemes bizman she'enon klufim. Barley and spelt when they are not peeled. Or hatia v'hachiltis v'ha'alum. Or these types of beans, which are very hard, which are called tia, chiltis, and alum. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds, af afunim shchorim, even black beans, are tahorim be'av hatuma, ve'ein tzarech lomar b'tvul yom, divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, the halacha is, if any of these items, which are not really edible items, if they are attached to the outside of a loaf of bread, and a person who is tamei, even if he's an av hatuma, and ein tzarech lomar, and certainly it would be the case for somebody who is a tvul yom, somebody who already went to the mikvah and just needs to wait until the next day for his tahara, which we've established already in previous mishnayos, has a status that is more kal, more lenient than other people who are tamei. If they touch these beans, it would not be considered mechubar, not considered attached to the bread, the loaf of bread itself, and therefore would not transfer tuma to the bread. V'chachamim omrim, chachamim say, tahorim b'tvul yom. They say, no, it's only a tvul yom who would not transfer tuma to the loaf of bread by touching these items. But utmeim b'chol hatumos. But any other person who is tamei, who touches these items, would in fact transfer tuma to the loaf of bread. Hasaora v'hakusemis bizman shehem klufim. However, barley and spelt that are peeled, which are edible items, v'hachita and wheat, a kernel of wheat, bein shehi klufa, bein she'ena klufa, whether it's peeled or not peeled, or haketzach v'hashumshum v'hapilpel, ketzach or sesame or pepper. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, af afunim levenim, he adds even white beans, temeim b'tvulyom, they are tame because these are edible items. So if a tvulyom touches these items that are attached to a loaf of bread, then the tuma does transfer from these items to the loaf of bread. V'ein tzarech lomar b'chol hatumos, and certainly it would be the case for any other tame person who touches these items, would for sure transfer tuma to the loaf of bread. The next perek begins, Mishnah, perek beis, Mishnah Aleph. Mashke tvul yom, the liquid that comes out of a tvul yom, so his saliva or any other liquids that come out of his body, kemashkin shehu nogea behem, have the same halachic status of the liquid that he touches, which is to say, elu ve'elu eina mitamin, which is that they do not themselves get a status of tuma, which can then be transferred to other objects. Usha'ar kol hatmeim, but any other tamei person who touches liquids, bein kalim bein chamurim, whether they are tamei to a light degree or they're tamei to a stringent degree, hamashkim hayotzi mehem kamashkin shehu nogea behem, they have the halachic status of the fluids, the liquids that emanate from them, have the halachic status of the fluids that they would touch, which is to say, elu va'elu tchila, both of them are considered rishon l'tuma. They're considered a tchila, which is the rishon l'tuma, a first degree status of tuma. Chutz min hamashke shehu avatuma, with the exception of the liquid that is an avatuma, which is even the higher level of tuma, which is the status that the mashke of a zav would have. That would be considered an avatuma, but the mashke, any other fluid that emanate from a person who is tamei, is considered a status of a rishon l'tuma.